he would hunt what? Up in the trees he'd hunt?
Squirrel.
Uh-huh. Did you ever cook those? Or?
Oh, yes. I cooked squirrel. I like squirrel.
What different types did they have?
Well, they had the gray squirrel, the brown squirrel, the black squirrel.
Okay. And the big one was a real big kind?
Box squirrel, that's right.
Okay, what kind of seafood do you get here?
Well, we can get shrimp, oysters.
Okay.
And that's about it.
The thing that when you had that back order in 73, I heard that you got these things coming
crawfish.
Up.
Crawfish. Just a world of them.
I heard that there was some fellow told me they scooped, he got a whole truckload down there.
Well, right, funny. Of course, I went to that summer. I went, before the water went down, I went to West Virginia.
Oh, you did?
That's here, the water's all over when I came back. But they said these friends called them and asked them to come up and eat crawfish with them. Well, they went up there, and the little boy, you know, my son has a little boy who has muscular dystrophy in a wheelchair, and we'll be 13 in January. But anyway, they took him, and they said they couldn't fill him up. He just loved. My daughter and her husband lived in Lafayette, Louisiana. They call it Lafayette down there.
Yeah.
But I call it Lafayette.
I do too. Don't go down there and say that.
That's what you tell me. Say, don't you come down here and call it Lafayette.
They'll laugh you off the street.
Yes, they will. Anyway, he's worked with us all. He finished at Ole Miss. He went to work in Jackson. Every time he got a promotion, he was transferred.
He worked for oil companies?
Yes. Been with them this year. And now he has a real high job with them out of Houston. And just has made wonderfully.
What kind of thing?
It's Pennzoil now. It used to be United. Gas Corporation. And it's Pennzoil now. But he has been with them. And he was in Lafayette City, and I used to go down there, and that's what the daughter said, don't you come down and call it Lafayette. And then he got another promotion, went to part of West Virginia. He told me, we're up there. I said, now listen, I'm not going to retire up here. I'm coming home. So he was up there about 9 years, and they transferred him, asked him if he was interested in this job in Houston, because it was a very responsible job, because he was, and he was delighted to get back down here.
Houston's a nice town, too.
It is. Somebody, every time you mention Houston, somebody said, oh, I have a son there. I have a son-in-law. I have a brother there. You never heard as many people from...
Young people.
Yeah, yeah. Going there. And you can work there if you want to work, all right. And as I said, when he was sent back there, they were just delighted to be back down here.
Now, around the pond at night, you hear...
Frogs? Bullfrogs. Have you ever gone bullfrog hunting?
No.
Well, you ought to go with this boy of mine. He just... Well, he hadn't in recent years, but he used to go all the time.
That's good. What other kinds do you have? What other kind of frogs?
Well, just spring frogs and toad frogs and things of that. Tree frogs.
All right. Then when your husband went fishing, he would dig him up some...
Bait. He had a dip worm, dip net, and they trolled a lot. And that was artificial bait. They do that, catch bass mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that.
Then this hard-shelled animal that always you see around the pond?
A turtle.
Mm-hmm. What about the ones that live on land? You ever see the ones that would live on land?
Yes, I have.
You have one, I'm sorry.
I have seen them, but they usually hunt water looking for it.